Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. A status conference in Huron County District Court for the case of the People versus Joseph Paul Fulton stalled as the defendant failed to appear. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach told the court she has had no contact with Fulton, noting that a recent attempt to reach him via a landline resulted in an abrupt hang-up. Weisenbach also challenged the handling of her client's bond, stating she was not consulted when the court and the prosecutor's office arranged for his release to seek medical treatment in Kentucky. She specifically questioned the decision to provide Fulton with Zoom instructions for a preliminary exam at a bus station, arguing that such appearances are not permitted for that stage of the proceedings. Judge Ferris declined to issue a bench warrant for the defendant, citing the court's previous decision to release Fulton due to his severe health conditions, including the need for ongoing dialysis. The court adjourned the status conference until August the 13th at 9 a.m. to allow defense time to locate the defendant and confirm his current status. And Sanilac County voters will decide August 4th whether to renew the county's long-standing drug task force millage for another 4 years. The proposal would continue a one-half mil tax through 2029 and is projected to generate about $1.05 million in its first year. According to the Sanilac County Drug Task Force, the funding supports drug investigations, a canine program, prevention and education efforts in local schools, a full-time prevention educator, and a prescription drug take-back program. Officials say the millage has been renewed every 4 years since it was first approved by voters back in 1987 and remains a key source of funding for enforcement, education, and substance abuse prevention services across the county. And Sebring Police Chief Steve Repke is trading his patrol car for a classroom, but no fear, he's still on duty. Repke is the driving force behind the Young Gentlemen's Club, a new mentorship program designed to build character in local youth. Drawing on his decades of experience, Repke is teaching young men that leadership isn't about authority, it's about integrity. In these sessions, Repke guides students through a custom workbook focused on the hard lessons, admitting mistakes, keeping promises, and the difference between quiet confidence and arrogance. He's not just lecturing, he's coaching them on everything from firm handshakes and eye contact to the importance of treating others with dignity. This class is preparing young men for the transition to becoming men, but not just men, but men of character. The program is hands-on, with students currently preparing for upcoming lessons on professional presentation, including how to tie a tie, and also being a gentleman. It's a unique approach to community engagement, with Repke aiming to show these young men that the most powerful tool they have isn't a badge, it's their own character. At the end of the class course, these young men will put into practice what they've learned, and there will be a special graduation. But that may not be the only class Repke decides to host. Hint, there may be a class coming for young ladies, but that has still to be decided. There's a lot involved in putting together the class framework, the workbooks, and actually having the classes. This is a police chief that goes and sees opportunity to help form future generations of young people into a generation with morals, ethics, and character. And he's seizing that opportunity, which is something the society as a whole is in need of. If you talk to the community he protects and serves on a daily basis, you'll hear a resounding, yes, He sincerely cares for the community and the young people, and it shows in his constant involvement in the community and the events that he puts on. And we'll return right after this.
Man, remember Chevys from back in the day?
Yeah, back when cars had personality, and you could work on them without a laptop and a prayer.
Exactly. I always wanted a 1990 Corvette back then. Bad.
Oh yeah. 350 small block, wide body, real torque, 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds.
You say that like it's on your birth certificate.
Some people memorize birthdays. I memorize engines.
I just wanted to take the top off, cruise the coast, and feel important for once.
You can.
I can?
Just enter the drawing.
What drawing?
Hey guys, hate to interrupt the nostalgia, but it's time for the WLAW WHST giveaway. Shop local for your chance to win a 1990 red Corvette convertible. Gray leather interior, 5.7 liter V8, automatic transmission, independent suspension, custom alloy wheels, a digital dash, and a Delco Bose sound system that still hits.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to register.
Is this how peer pressure works? I'm gonna need a bigger garage.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.